I'm Bronson Tykert here at the National FFA Convention with Jonathan Holloway. Jonathan, tell me about what recognition you just received tonight and where you're from and what you're involved with.
Okay, well, I'm Jonathan Holloway. I'm an advisor at Owosso High School in Oklahoma, and I was fortunate enough and blessed to be recognized as the Region 2 winner for the NAAA Outstanding Teacher Award. Feel very blessed in that. The community that I teach in is a community of about 40,000 people, and one of the unique things about it is that, just like most Americans, community members are 3 to 5 generations removed from a farm or ranch, and so we feel very fortunate to have an agriculture education program in a community like that. One of our major goals is for our students to have an appreciation for the agriculture industry, and so we hope that through our agriculture education classes that we offer, that they're able to get a sense of what all is involved in production agriculture, and hopefully we'll be able to appreciate what 1.2% of our American workforce does. So
what are some specific things that you like teaching, that you really enjoy about your job in the FFA?
Well, I grew up on a farm and ranch in Southwest Oklahoma, and so being around agriculture is just part of who I am. And it wasn't until I served as a state officer, had the opportunity to serve as a state officer in Oklahoma back in the early 2000s. Originally thought I wanted to be a veterinarian, and when I got to college and I had that opportunity to serve as a state officer, after touring around and visiting other FFA chapters, I couldn't imagine a better career field than agricultural education. And as I became an ag teacher, one of the things that I hoped to do was not only instill appreciation for production agriculture, but also to involve members in the National FFA organization. I had a great high school experience and college experience there, and it's probably the most passionate. What I'm most passionate about is the leadership skills that we're able to instill in young people through the FFA, teaching people to be solid, have solid core values, have leadership skills that employers will look for, and to be able to make a difference in whatever industry that they become involved in. We have to realize that they're not all going to be involved in production agriculture by any means, but if we can help students to have an appreciation for that, give them skills that will help them be more marketable and employable. Those are young leaders in other industries that will be able to be a voice for agriculture in whatever profession they choose to do. So,
one thing that I really liked about Sonny Perdue's speech is he talked about the FFA stands for Future Farmers of America. But you've experienced the legacy of being in the FFA, and now you're helping FFA students. So where do you see these students going here in the future, and how are you going to help them get there?
One of the things that's interesting for us is, like I said, very few of our students will be involved in production agriculture. But the unique thing about the agriculture industry is that there's over 300 agriculture-related career opportunities, and 15% of our U.S. population is employed by the industry. So as we show them opportunities, just like here at National FFA Convention and the Career Expo, there are opportunities. We've got students that have been walking around this morning that are gathering public speaking, speech manuscript ideas and for their topics there, and are having the opportunity to meet with business and industry professionals. And so they can kind of see, okay, here are the opportunities that are available for me. There's not a better way for them to be able to see that in one setting than the Career Expo. One of the ways that we're able to hopefully get them there is by their involvement in competitive and non-competitive leadership type activities, and also CDEs and LDEs, I guess would be the appropriate name there. So by giving them some involvement and some opportunities to be competitive, I feel like that they live in a competitive society. Some people just don't have that competitive drive. I believe that students, if they're driven, they can truly be successful at whatever they want to do. And so hopefully if we can instill that through their FFA involvement, regardless of what industry they're in, they'll continue to remember their roots, hopefully, in the National FFA organization and be a voice for agriculture, regardless of their industry.
Jonathan, obviously you've done something special to be here today, being recognized for what you've done. So how are you feeling right now?
I can tell you this, there are a whole lot more ag teachers back in Oklahoma and even in Region 2 that are much more talented than I am. So it's a very humbling experience to be up there and to receive an award like this. If I can do it, I can promise you this, anybody can do it. So anyway, I just feel very humbled by the opportunity. I feel very blessed to have the profession that I have. And I can honestly say this, there's not a day since I've been teaching. There are long hours as an ag teacher, and there's a lot of investment there of time. But there's not a day that I haven't gone to my so-called job where I haven't enjoyed it, man. It doesn't even honestly seem like work when you have a passion for what you're doing. And so one of the things that we always try to encourage our students to do is to find something that you love. You know, don't just focus on the monetary value of your paycheck, but find something that you're truly passionate about. And I can honestly say that this is a career field that I'm truly passionate about. And we hope to encourage our students to be involved in agriculture education and maybe consider that as a career profession.
The FFA is lucky to have you. With FFA Today, I'm Bronson Tykert.